An animal that is not doing too well, it's about to die, don't shecht it. Unless you have enough time during the day to be able to eat at least the kazais of it roasted. Meaning, this guy's afraid that the animal is going to die and it's going to become a nevela and he won't be able to use any of the meat and it'll be a big loss for him. So he really wants to shecht it before Yontif is over. He doesn't have to actually eat from it, but as long as there's enough time that he can eat a small piece of meat from it where it's really edible, so he has enough time to roast it too, then he can shecht the whole animal even if he doesn't eat any of it on Yontif. This is the concept of ho'il. Since it's possible to do such a thing that you could have shechted it and roasted it, therefore they allowed you to shecht it even if you didn't physically roast it and eat it. And this is the way the Tosfos Yontif explains it. Rabbi Kiva Omer afilu kazayis chaimi beis tfichasa. Rabbi Kiva sounds like he's being more makel, and he says, forget about shechting the animal that you have to have enough time to then roast a kazayis of meat. As long as you have enough time to take a raw piece of meat right from the area of the shechita, where it's open, you don't have to take off skin, the inside, as long as you have enough time for that, that's also okay. Now, interesting, the Rav here says the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. However, Tiferes Yisrael brings the Magen Avraham seems to hold that here the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that all you would need is enough time to eat a raw small piece of meat from the area of the shechita. Then you can shecht the whole animal. Mishnah continues, shechata basada, if a person shechted an animal in the field, lo yiviena b'mota v'mota. Don't bring it in with a stick or a mota type of rod. And like the Rav explains, because the case here is with two people, and the whole reason you shouldn't do this is because you're making a whole production out of this and ruckus by carrying it through the field like this, from the field into the areas where everybody lives, and it's just not a yantiftika thing. Avo mevi biado evarim evarim. So instead of taking a whole big animal like that, better to take small pieces at a time and make a lot of trips, even though you're going to be going back and forth a lot, because it's more covered yantif to do that.